Do you have any idea what people would call the amount of corn taken to the mill to be ground at one time?
No.
Does the term turn of corn mean anything to you?
Not a thing.
What would you call the amount of wood you might pick up and carry?
Armload.
Good. And if the light burned out in an electric lamp, what is the thing that you would screw in?
A socket.
Well, what do you screw into the socket?
Bulb.
Mm-hmm. And to carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you'd put it in a...
basket.
Okay. The things that run around a barrel to hold the staves.
Oops.
Mm-hmm. What would you put in the top of a bottle to keep the liquid?
Stopper.
Suppose it's made
cork.
Of... if it's made of cork, it would be a cork. Can cork. It be a cork if it's made of something else, glass or rubber?
It'd usually be a stopper.
What do you call the little musical instrument?
Harmonica.
Any other term?
No.
French harp familiar to you?
No.
All right. What is the one that you hold between your teeth and pluck?
Jew's harp.
Mm-hmm. And on a wagon, if you have two horses, there's a wooden piece that goes between them. That's the...
I don't know the term for that.
All right. What about if it's a buggy and there's one horse and a piece on each side?
I don't know the terms
okay.
on the pants.
On a wagon wheel, what would you call the very outside of the wheel?
Rim.
All right. Do you have a name for the wooden piece that the spokes fit into?
Hub.
On the other side. The hub's in the center and the spokes go out and fit into the...
rim.
Okay. Did you ever hear the word belly for that?
Never.
Wouldn't really have expected you to. Hitching horses to a wagon, let me read the description because I don't know what it is myself. The thing the traces come back to hook onto, is a...
I don't know.
Does the term single tree sound familiar?
No.
Okay. If a man had a load of wood and he was carrying it from place to place and loading and unloading, you'd say he's doing what?
Moving, toting.
Word beginning with H is...
hauling.
Mm-hmm. And if there was a log in the road, this is another verb, and you couldn't lift it, you might tie a rope to it and...
drag it.
Mm-hmm. And yesterday you...
I dragged.
And you have...
I will drag.
And you have...
I have drug.
Okay. And what the farmers used to break ground with in the springtime would be a...
plow.
Do you know any types of plows?
No, not really. Tiller.
Okay, what about something that they'd use after they plowed to break the ground up finer?
I wouldn't know.
Do you know the term H-A-R-R-O-W?
Harrow?
Mm-hmm. Do you know that term?
Only as I've heard the term. Mm-hmm. And I know that it has to do with farming and fields and plowing and that sort of thing.
On a wagon or on a car, the thing that goes under the car with the wheel on each side is the...
axle.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call an X-shaped frame that you would lay a log across to cut it?
A support.
Any term like sawbuck?
Sawhorse.
What's a sawhorse?
It's constructed like an A with a cross beam between
mm-hmm.
two A's
mm-hmm.
at the top.
You would straighten your hair with a comb or a...
brush.
And using that as a verb, you say, I'm going to...
brush, comb.
All right. And you would sharpen a straight razor on a leather...
strap.
And what would you use to sharpen a knife?
A strop.
Which would you say?
Strap.
Okay. You would sharpen a knife on a little thing in your hand.
Whetstone.
Mm-hmm. What is a big thing that turns on a wheel?
Knife grinder.
Okay. And what do you put in a revolver?
Bullets.
Is there another term beginning with C?
Cartridges.
Yes. And these are some playground things. The thing that goes up and down with a child on each end is a...